A reading from Ecclesiastes. Rejoice, O young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, the vision of your eyes. Yet understand that as regards all this, God will bring you to judgment. Ward off grief from your heart, and put away trouble from your presence, though the dawn of youth is fleeting. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun is darkened, and the light and the moon and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain. When the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders are idle because they are few, and they who look through the windows grow blind, when the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed, and one fears heights and perils in the street, when the almond tree blooms, and the locust grows sluggish, and the caper berry is without effect, because man goes to his lasting home, and mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is snapped, and the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the broken pulley falls into the well, and the dust returns to the earth as it once was, and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says Qoheleth. All things are vanity. I should mention that this scripture is taken from the New American Bible, and I trust that this little blurb can be deleted. It is often said that youth is wasted on the young. Well, in the case of one Vincent de Paul, whose memorial we celebrate today, this adage most certainly does not apply. Now, he did initially waste his early years chasing after an egoic pursuit, in this instance, striving for a successful priestly career soon after ordination. But the young Vincent underwent a conversion of mind and heart approximately a decade later, when he encountered the peasants of the estate of Philip de Gondi, a count of France. One can almost imagine hearing a soft, still voice in the spiritual ear of Vincent, whispering words not unlike the words of wisdom found in this passage from Ecclesiastes. These words would even speak to him in the form of a dying peasant penitent, calling Vincent through dying breath that the dawn of youth is indeed fleeting. And these words would lead the saint to preach on forgiveness and the eternal love of God. By the grace transmitted through the experience of this penitent's confession, Vincent was led no doubt to his own private Augustinian confession, realizing the folly of personal ambition and egocentric seeking, that even sustained successes will in the later years lead to a lament in the realization that there is, in fact, no pleasure in them. There is much symbolic beauty in this passage. windows that close as a metaphor for eyes that will grow blind, the blooming of the almond tree as the transformation of one's hair from dark to white, and the symbols of death in the cutting of the silver cord, as well as in the shattering of the golden bowl, as well as of the pitcher. But happily, Vincent did not wait until the cord was near breaking from aged strain, before he remembered his Creator, but instead found his mission in the formation of the congregation of the mission, while his cord was still strong. Seeing his Creator in the face of the poor, the abandoned, and the ones seeking to change and better their lives, he ministered to all of them, and thus ministered to his Lord. Before Vincent returned to the dust in 1660, he had established the Confraternity of Charity, from which the Daughters of Charity arose, an orphanage, and even a royally sanctioned Council of Conscience to curb politicking in the Ecclesia. So is all vanity? No. Most in this world is vain if we do not have consciousness of the transcendent Creator. Then our days on this earth become absolute rather than relative. And as we slowly return to the dust, we chase after dust, because we perceive only dust. But if one, like Vincent, is returned to right mind, then dust is seen for what it finitely is, in the glow of imperishable light, and is indeed used as a prism by which the light enables the consciousness to see divinity manifested through the finite. Vincent was indeed awakened to this divinity. So strong did he see it that he would search long hours for any abandoned orphans in the slums, not wanting any potential prism of divinity to be discarded. Vincent's youth, his whole life, was far from wasted. He followed the ways of his heart, and his heart was glad, in young age as in old. And so may Vincent call us today, young and young at heart alike, back to remembrance of the Creator, the one imperishable light that shines even when the sun is darkened and the clouds return after the rain.